You're listening to All Things Considered on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Taylor Wisner. It's getting really hard to find housing throughout northern Michigan. In Gaylord, it's no different. And with more and more manufacturers opening up offices in the region, the city is getting desperate. Two apartment complexes are starting construction this year, which may help relieve some of the burden. But around 1,000 more jobs are expected in the coming years. Lisa McComb is here to talk about the issue. She is the executive director of the Otsego County Economic Alliance. Thanks, Lisa.
You're welcome.
So how did Gaylord come to have a housing issue?
So over the course of probably the last 5 years, the economy has been growing. And we've really come out of the recession from 2008, 2009, and 2010. We've seen additional interest and growth in our existing manufacturers and new manufacturing here, as well as our largest employer, which is our hospital, Munson Otsego Memorial Hospital. So what we've really seen is the workforce has been growing, but the housing has not. And as those additional jobs, both new and existing, have come into play, the housing issue has really come into the forefront. We've seen new jobs come in and new individuals come in into those positions at higher level pay, which has really prompted the need for market and above housing.
What are the biggest challenges to building?
So we, as with any community throughout the state, as well as the country, struggle with skilled labor. And what we saw, because we are in northern Michigan, and the economy truly did affect us up here in, 10 years ago, is a lot of our skilled trades workers, when the economy stopped booming and the recession hit and no one was building homes and we weren't seeing a lot of commercial development, they left the area and unfortunately did not come back. And so we are really struggling with the ability to, address not the need itself, but the ability to create the need through building, from plumbers and electricians and construction companies that, encompass the entire building process, to individuals that can, create or build just a duplex.
So what developments are in the works right now?
So we have several things going on. The Otsego County Economic Alliance created a housing initiative back in last fall, and it really spurred and really targeted the need for housing here. And we had some great interest by our local realtors and our local investors, as well as those out of the area, really jump on the bandwagon to meet the need. So we have a 240-unit market and above apartment community that's going to break ground this third quarter here, and that will be 1, 2, 3-bedroom units, 1 and 2 bath units, with a nice community center and an indoor pool and a dog park and a really just nice community facility, able to meet the needs of those professionals that are looking for a higher quality of living in a home. And then we also have low-mod units, which are low-to-moderate market units that are being built to meet those individuals that, may be struggling with seasonal incomes or tourist industry incomes that can't quite afford the market and above. So we have had a great interest and reception to the need here and really a response to meeting our housing.
Are those developments going to be enough?
Honestly, no. I mean, our housing stock in Otsego County is 40 years old. We just saw our first low to moderate housing apartment building new go in last year. Outside of that, we have sporadic development, but nothing truly to meet the workforce demands that we're seeing here that are new. So even adjacent to our current county, between East Jordan Iron Works, now called East Jordan, and Arauco in Grayling, we're going to continue to need additional housing outside of what we are trying to facilitate right now.
Lisa McComb is the executive director of the Otsego County Economic Alliance. Lisa, thanks for talking.
Thanks for having me.